one. We just can't, Andrea can't figure it out. I can't figure it out.
Are we good?
Yeah. We are good.
I just want to say Bob Stout won't be here tonight. He's got, let me know if he couldn't make it. Before we get started, we got budget books? You got one.
I just stayed up all night.
And you get one.
Almost convincing.
And you get one.
Did you believe that, Sue?
Almost convincing.
I tried.
I'll get you one.
Okay.
But I'm going to give this to Bob. Bob, I'm sure Bob said he wanted one. Yeah. I'll put this in his old folder. And I'll ask Donna if she can get another one.
They actually gave them to us for free. I'll wait till Lynn comes back. Lynn, they actually gave them to us for free.
I know, so that's why I feel like, ooh, maybe we should have got 10.
I know, ask for 10, I bet she can get it.
Well, I'm sure she can get another one. Okay. All right, the first order of business, we'll look at, approve the minutes from last meeting.
I have corrections. I don't believe this for meetings.
Todd's missing.
For attendance or being,
For the members present and then introducing the new members. We have to add Todd.
Yeah.
That hurts.
I'll give you.
Sorry, it wasn't on purpose.
I trust you.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other corrections before? Go ahead.
On the second page, it said under me, it was something that Kim Royer actually said.
Wait, where are you?
Sorry. So.
Second page.
Kind of 3/4 of the way down.
Where it says Stephanie Helmick?
Yep.
And it says I am?
It says I don't know. So page 1, 2, 3.
Oh, page 3, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, right there.
I don't know what that particular line is. That one?
Yes. It says people, it's people taking classes and you have to pass with a certain GPA. That was Kim Royer from the audience, and I don't know if that matters.
Yes, it does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah,
it
does. Yeah, I thought that was Kim that said that.
Yes.
Did you say anything?
I did. It just starts where it's people taking classes.
Okay, so right here, right there, it should be Kim Royer.
How do you spell that? Oh, you know what? She didn't say her name.
Oh.
R-O-Y-E-R.
So I added it there, and I meant to change it, but I didn't.
Okay, we'll add Kim there. Okay.
I meant to ask somebody.
For sounding smart.
Okay, anybody else have anything? I have a few things here. Let's see. Oh, on the election of officers, you put no second. Well, I looked it up because I thought, well, gee, maybe we have to have a second, but you don't have to have a second on a nomination. I checked Robert's rules.
But I figured you were going to read it, and then you would just...
Well, I did. I crossed it out. It says, though, if you do second it, you're not out of order. So you seconded, Jody seconded Katrina's nomination, and that's okay. But it says a nomination doesn't require a second. And then move to accept the changes, and I just added in all in favor.
Just right there. Do you just hand her that note?
I'm going to give you this one, yeah. There's a couple of little things
I mean at this time too.
And then, no, it's like, just, you know, little things. But then, when you get to the very last page, and near the end, it says, Bob Stout looking up rules and procedures to reflect what is actually being done. There was a motion, and we voted, so I think we have to include everything that, because we changed the rules of procedure. Now, I don't expect everybody to remember all that from last month, but I looked it up, and I sent you all the corrected copies. It was the wording on the wording on the new members.
Yeah.
The new members, we changed it to say, here
make
I got
make available.
Make available.
Or inform.
Tell them where to find it or something.
Yeah.
And the old one said that we'd furnish them the information, and then we changed it to say that we would. Uh, New members will receive instructions on where to obtain the material, including but not limited to. So I just think we should have, that'll be on the tape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just want to change that.
I just want to add that he made a motion and what the motion was, and then I believe we all voted in favor of it. And it's rules of procedure. So I think you can probably get that off the tape. Okay. Anything else on the minutes? Okay. So do you want to wait till we get the corrected minutes, or do you want to approve them?
Just approve them.
Can we approve them as amended?
Yeah, and then we'll just make sure Doreen adds in that section about Bob's motion. This one that goes right here.
I put you got it. Thank you for that.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as it corrected?
I make a motion.
Jody makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sue seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. All right. Now. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is questions from the last meeting. Okay, there was a question. We were talking about, we were talking about non-public sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue said that our attorney has given us very specific guidelines as when we can go into non-public sessions. And you were going to give everybody that information.
And I did follow up with him again just to make sure. He did say, the reason I didn't email it to everyone, I probably could have, but he said, please let them know that this is not for public. I'll read exactly what he said on the email. Which is why I didn't send it in an email. Because I asked his permission when he responded to me. And he said, blah, blah, blah. May I distribute them? He said, I have no problem to distribute my email to your colleagues. Just remind them the communication is privileged and should not be revealed. I know the content is innocuous and in fact shows a certain amount of diligence on the part of the board, but it's important for the board and its members to protect its right to communicate with its attorney in confidence.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm handing them to you.
Okay. So we won't make this an attachment to the minutes. You can just say that you passed it out.
Right, because he just cites 91A, and okay. Then at the end, at the very end, okay. He just gives his, he said, you can see what he writes at the very end.
Okay. All right. So we can all read these. Everybody can mm-hmm. just read these on our own, so we'll understand when it's appropriate to go into a non-public and what the process is. Okay? Are we all good with that? All right. And then I think there was one other question in here.
The Primex for the town meeting?
I didn't see that in the minutes. Was there a question about Primex?
I think you explained it.
Yeah, Donna explained it.
She added it on here.
Yeah, so okay. I think that was also that. I don't remember any other questions for the town. Okay, there was a question for Stephanie.
There was a question between the...
I don't understand it, though.
The proposed budgets didn't seem to be reflected in the expenditure report.
Right, because it says to get a good explanation from the school board with regards to how the numbers are coming together and the format. So
the proposed budget amendment had not been approved prior to her expenditure report, so it just hadn't made its way in. So if you look at the May 4th, the proposed changes made it in.
Okay, let me just, you're going to have to help me remember. We were talking about the budget adjustments, And there were some things that were in the budget adjustments that weren't reflected in the expenditure report.
Correct.
Okay, but she did the budget, but she hadn't.
So the report she gave us, what is today, May, was dated April. It was before.
Right.
The school board approved
The budget adjustments.
The budget adjustments.
Okay.
So now they've been approved in this month in the May report. They are incorporated in. You can see.
Yeah, they'll be incorporated in this
they
report.
Are.
Yeah.
I checked.
Okay.
They are.
All right. Everybody good with all that?
I think the big item was the lift as a building repair. And you will see on the May 4th report, it's listed on as the expenditure report.
Okay. All right. Okay. We all good with that? Okay. I'll give these to you because they have the correction. The yellow highlighter just is
yours.
It's just for my own.
Yep, I figured.
Okay, so that's for you. Okay, then. Oh, and there's one other thing I wanted to bring up. We had some questions about, we talked about a little tiny bit about encumbrances. And so I put in your packets there the rules on encumbrances. And I just think it's a good reminder for everybody about how the encumbrances work. I'm not going to read everything here. I'm just going to give you the basics, and you can read them at your leisure when you're reading the other stuff. It comes from the section on lapsing in the law about appropriations lapsing. So we appropriate the money, and at the end of the calendar year, or in the case of the school, and the end of the school year, the money lapses, meaning you can't spend it. Except if you look at the first Roman numeral 1, we can, unless the amount has, prior to the end of the fiscal year, become encumbered by a legally enforceable obligation created by contract or otherwise to any person for the expenditure of that amount. So that means basically that before the end of the calendar year, we have a contract with XYZ Carpeting to come in and carpet the whole building, and they tell us it's going to cost $10,000. So we can take $10,000 out of the current year money, even though they're not going to do the work until next year, and we're not going to pay them until next year. So
the caveat that I think it says we need the legal obligation, so we need to have entered into a contract with them to do it.
That's the whole
point. We can't just plan to do it.
Right. We can't just say, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we can't say, well, let's set aside money and we'll buy new chairs next year.
So does anybody check for those contracts?
I have never asked for a contract.
No, okay. The bookkeeper
it's
said
very
that's
standard
that
accounting.
That hasn't been done because, like, the road agent.
Right.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't have a contract.
Okay.
And he spends.
Okay. Just wondering. I mean, if it says.
No, it's, I don't believe
it, so.
It's. Yeah, I don't believe
we've
it's.
Never, the school, I've never asked for contract.
Okay.
One year, the school paid the referee. They encumbered fund to pay the referees.
Okay.
You know. I don't think we had a contract with all of them.
Okay,
referees.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay.
But I think we have to go back and look at what the law actually says.
Okay.
I did ask because it was $1.5 million as of.
What
May
was $1.5 million?
The school encumbered fund balance.
Oh, okay.
I said, do you carry that over year to year? And she said, no, we're not allowed. It zeroes out at the end of the fiscal year.
When Karen lists that report with encumbered funds, those are our obligations that she's aware of by the end of the year. Like, she knows we have to pay the teachers through the end of the year. She knows we have to pay whatever. Other expenses will come up. Like, if you look at the report, the substitute, there's no encumbered funds, I don't think, for substitutes. But obviously, somebody's going to get sick and we're going to have to pay substitutes.
Yeah. So I just thought that was an awful lot of money between now and July 1st.
Yeah. And then, but then the school board encumbers funds at the end of the year. For whatever, repairs in the summer, whatever. And the same rules apply. There has to be a contract. You can't just say, we're going to put this money aside and we're going to use it for this purpose. Okay? So, any questions about encumbered funds? Yes, Dean.
Does it have to be a contract? Dean Young?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Does it have to be a contract or can it be an estimate? Because any time I've ever done it, the fire department, I needed an estimate from it's like when we hot top the front of the firehouse. I get an estimate from George Taylor of the amount, and that was enough. Are you saying that that's illegal?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, illegal is a strong word. I'd say it's not the correct procedure because it has to be legally
challenged.
Enforceable, a legally enforceable obligation. Now, if you get an estimate and you say to the guy, "We changed our minds," that's okay. Now, you can get the estimate with a contract and say subject to approval by the Board of Selectmen, which is pretty much the same thing. Okay. Because if the selectmen don't want to encumber those funds to pave the front of the fire department, you're not going to do it.
I'll just give you a perfect example. I encumbered $8,000 last year to rebuild a pump on engine 2. Now, I couldn't get a contract from Wayne Perkins because he wouldn't do that, because until he opened it up, he didn't know how much it was going to cost. In fact, in the end, it cost us $12,800. He's not going to write a contract for $8,000. The $8,000 was because that's what he thought it would cost, and that's what I had left in my budget, and I put it towards that. So that's...
Yeah, I would say the nuance is contract is probably a bad word. It's the legally enforceable.
Right, right.
Like, could he take you to small claims court if he didn't pay him?
If you didn't have him do the work.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
it says created by contract or otherwise, and our auditors have gone through our books because, like I said, Dennis does it
so
all the time.
That's why I asked.
I've
always been told you had to specifically say what the money was going to be for, and you needed an estimate from someone, but never a contract. That's the.
It also says legally enforceable.
Yeah.
So an estimate's not legally enforceable.
I agree, yeah.
You know?
Sometimes the estimates will say it's, you know, $8,000 if done before such and such a date.
Well, I think it's also, have you accepted the estimate? So he sent you an estimate, but obviously he needs something in return from you before he begins the work. So whatever that is that happens between him giving you an estimate and him starting the work, something has to
go under or otherwise.
You at some point have to have agreed that you will pay him for him to do the work.
Right. And even though it's an estimate, you can acknowledge
still
the fact that it's an estimate and it may be a different amount.
But contract
you agree to have him do the work.
So what I guess I'm getting at is, are we supposed to be looking at everybody's contracts? That's where, as if it's an encumbered fund, is it our job to be looking to make sure that there's contracts for each thing that's encumbered?
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay.
I would suspect no.
I mean, that's why I asked.
They're under contract, and if they say yes, that's good enough. You don't actually have to
contest it, then it would be at that point that you would.
But I think it's down to the accountant.
You know, if we all want to dispute it.
Right, but we're not.
No, that's not
we're
our
not
role.
Going through every single.
To do that.
Yeah, but it's down to the accountant.
No, but that's why I asked. It's saying contract.
Correctly capture the revenue. If she's not capturing it
correctly,
if the accountant is not capturing it correctly, we have far bigger issues. And I don't think it's our job to check that the accountant is doing their job correctly.
Okay, I'd leave it alone.
Me too.
Well, I just think we have to be a little bit more careful about our encumbered funds, because in the past, we have just said. In some cases, we want to do this work, we're going to set X dollars aside, and that's it.
Okay.
And I think that's a little bit too sloppy. I think we have to be a little bit more careful. I'm not going to go, I told Donna, I said, I'm not going backwards. I'm not going to go back and look at everything we've done in the past that we encumbered for this year, that we didn't have contracts or any kind of agreements. I said, but just, I think going forward, we have to be a little bit more careful about, try to...
Right. If they said they were going to get their engine fixed for $8,000 or whatever it is, and they decide to spend it on, you know, a barbecue or something, that might be
problematic.
But
as long as you're spending it on what their
what their line item is.
Return it to the town if you don't spend it.
Whatever their line item is.
Yeah. So anyway, there it is. And I just copied the page out of this book. This contractually encumbered fund. Encumbered funds are those which the municipality has a legal obligation to pay when the obligation arises before the end of the fiscal year, but not paid by the end of the fiscal year. It's referred to as an encumbered amount. Planning to spend the money is not enough. The obligation must be legally enforceable. And then it gives an example. So anyway, they're just.
It doesn't seem like the town uses the encumbered.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, on the revenue report.
Public meeting where.
So it's just not on here?
Yeah, it is on there. If you look at.
Very end, isn't it?
Page 9. Those are the encumbered funds from 2000. Oh, this is actually 2016. It says 15, but that's really 2016. And you see the fire department rebuild pump engine 2, $8,000. So they get reported to us every year by the town and the school. Okay. I don't want to beat that.
Ooh, he saved $47 on his cruiser.
All right. Okay. Okay, next item is to review the town report. Does anybody have any questions about the town report?
Miscellaneous for revenue for town.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that too.
I'm sorry, what page one?
Page
one, the bottom.
Very, very bottom.
There's a description of that on the next page. That's the insurance.
Yeah.
She has some notes.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe not. Sorry.
No.
The numbers, they're very similar, but they're different. Taking the credit of 19,000 and the actual of 22.
Yeah.
And there's the credit of 19 and an actual 22, but the numbers are slightly different.
This is, I don't know.
I don't see anything that references.
No, I couldn't find anything in there.
All right, so you'd like to know about the revenue, revenue.
And then on that report, at the top of the column, it says 10/30/17 and 10/30/17. I'm sure that's supposed to be 16.
Can I interrupt? The Women's Club did donate $678 for the park, so maybe in the miscellaneous revenue it has that money. It's somewhere around like six.
Yeah, but that's 19 grand.
Yeah, but isn't there? You said there was a 19. We took a credit of 19,000.
They're weirdly close, but they're not exact.
Last year it was 19,000.
So yeah. Somebody probably made a donation or something in 16, and they didn't.
Yeah, she's got the wrong title heading.
Yeah, the Women's Club would make 6% up
on. Right. So the Women's Club was gracious
but
enough
that was
to
last
donate
year,
both.
That
nope.
Was 2016.
They just, it's 2016.
Because that's 2016. Yeah.
They did it, last week? So.
Oh, so that would be probably included in that $3,079.
Right.
Under May, though, it probably wouldn't be in here yet.
Well, we can find out what that is.
Okay, so you want to know.
What is that, Miss? Just that she can explain that. What's the credit for last year and then the.
They were nice enough to buy the new benches that are over at the park. They contributed to the new benches.
Now, speaking about that, I got really confused. If you look at the last page, the comparative revenue report, there's no number on it. The 2016 year-to-date revenue is $409,000. And on this page, the revenue is $383,000.
On which page?
On the first page.
Yeah.
If you look at the revenue comparison, the revenue is $383,000. And if you look at the last page, the year-to-date
it says 409.
Revenue is $409,000 for last year. And then I checked, I tried to see, figure if the $19,000 was the difference,
that's what I was gonna
but it didn't come out.
$25,459.
I don't know why. I don't get it. I don't know why those two don't agree, I guess.
I mean, the 17 numbers agree.
Yeah, the 17 is 411 and 411, right. But for the comparative to last year is... I don't know. I couldn't get it to come.
Well, now did you take the two things that she has down below? And
yeah, I tried that too.
And they didn't come
it still
up.
Didn't come out.
Okay. Then I apologize. She was the auditors were just here going through everything during this month, so she was probably miscellaneous.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so we have the 9th with the 11th still on it.
It still doesn't come out.
I'll just find out, Jill.
I tried to add and subtract.
Yeah, all different figures, yeah.
So anyway, you can just check with Donna and see what those two. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I did have a question about the insurance. No, about the support. Okay, page 7. Right about in the middle, under town officers' expenses, software support and licensing fees. Mm-hmm. And I know that the cost has gone up this year. Is that $39,000 going to be enough?
I think what we do, because I've asked her about that before, I think we pay it at the beginning of the year.
I was wondering about that.
Yes, and it's for the whole year, but they did go up, so it should
be. So we should be okay.
Right.
It's not
right.
Like,
it's just.
Because I saw that and I thought, oh, heck, if that's every quarter, we're in trouble.
Oh, I know. Anything I see below 75% or whatever, yeah. I start wondering, yeah. Are we going to make it? But I think the rest in there would basically go for quote, support if we had something.
Right, if something broke, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. You think that's okay? All right.
I think so, but I can.
Okay.
I mean, I guess she can't. No one can answer that.
Well,
she'd
know, though, if she's making quarterly payments of.
No. She told me because any of these that were overdrawn at the beginning, I always ask
okay.
her.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
It's
then.
Not
that's
the percent
fine.
It should be.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions on the town revenue or expense report? You're still trying to get it to come
well,
out.
Well, so the miscellaneous line isn't on this one back here. This is just me
Zero.
Being anal. Yeah, so you can see, like, you can track it down to the... It is. You can track it down to the cable TV franchise, but there's the miscellaneous line is zeroed out here. So that's why.
Oh, I see.
So I was
but
just,
it still didn't come out right.
No, that's what
I still... I tried
just
to.
Give her time. She needs
give me time.
Longer.
I'll crack it.
Well,
she's not done.
Your answer. It might be a lot easier.
Yeah.
I'll bring you a better calculator next time.
Okay.
This is an awesome calculator.
Moving on.
Because it gets smaller as you put in more numbers, so it never runs out of space.
Okay. We'll go on to the school reports. We'll start with the expenditure report. Okay, did anybody have any questions on the expenditure report for the school?
There was a legal fee question that came up. I was answered at the school board meeting, so.
What was the question?
What there was a $3,000 legal fee. That looked like it was an ad, but it was for, I think it's a contract year, I think was the answer, so.
Yeah. Well, on the budget adjustments, it says they increased $3,000 and took it out of regular education teacher salaries. She says legal fees higher than budgeted.
Yeah, it's a contract year is what I was told, so I guess same answer, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions on expenditure report? Okay. Then we'll go to the proposed budget adjustments. Yeah, the second one down is the legal fees.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Any questions on the budget adjustment?
Could you just tell me, does this mean that they're not going to get their health supplies and the textbooks and like that? When you go down to the 21... Or 5735, where it says health replacement equipment.
I think what she does is she looks at accounts.
Isn't that the total 1,707 just broken out?
No, they're taking out of these lines.
That's a breakout.
That
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think what she does is she knows she doesn't have any health supplies.
She doesn't.
Expenditures coming up, so she just.
She took it from there.
Yeah. Okay. And I asked, I guess, they, you know. They're allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. They can move around anywhere. Yeah. I just felt bad if they weren't having, if they needed textbooks and health supplies and they weren't getting them. But
and the only question I had was the charter school services, the last item that is special ed, even though it just says it doesn't have special ed written. It's for speech. You know, it came out of the speech accounts. But I was curious. I thought charter schools are more of a private parent paid type school. And she said those were special ed services. So.
Well, and you could still spend.
Charter schools are publicly funded.
Yeah.
They come out of your. Charter schools are publicly funded, privately run. So they use public dollars. As long as they're not a religious organization, that's how a lot of the Manchester kids go to the Founders Academy or anything. That's all paid for with town money. So what happens to high school? Like, I know a kid left. How does that work? Like, how do you pay Pinkerton? If a kid goes in May, how does that all? Does that?
I don't know. Do they prorate it?
It's got to be prorated.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that itch? Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Could you find out?
How does
or if a kid leaves, if a kid moves out of town.
Right.
To get your money back.
Yeah, do you get a refund?
Well, I think...
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Yeah. They must...
I bet
my
not.
Assumption would be
yeah, I bet not too.
They might pay quarterly or...
I can't believe we pay everything at once.
No. I know that. I know
they
we don't pay everything
budget.
At once.
So right. If they leave within a quarter, they might...
That's what happens. Okay. Is they take the attendance, I believe...
Okay.
If it's the way it used to be, they take the attendance every quarter. So if someone drops out, we're not still paying for them.
Oh, okay.
For the next
okay.
So we do. I'm not, don't okay. quote me on that, but it used to be done that way. And then, because you know how every quarter that we have a big bill that goes out, and that's for the tuition. And so I believe they take attendance. That's the way they used to do it every quarter. And if someone drops out or if someone joins from Candy or whatever, that's how they...
I'll find
out from someone.
My guess would be is you have to finish paying for the quarter, and then if
that makes sense, right? Okay, all right. Any other questions? Okay, we got our revenue report.
It's good that it's up compared to last year, correct? Is everybody reading that same thing? If I compare FY...
Yes, it is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's up by
150,000.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't normally work that way.
But I'm confused here. On the state education tax...
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's town fund. So what happens is, I guess, the town collects the money, sends it to the state, and then the state sends it back.
But last year, this time, we had 900,000, and now we have 158,000.
She thinks after this report was produced that we received a payment.
Oh, okay.
But this report is as of May 4th, so I can check with her.
Well, as long as we're going to get,
a lot.
Yeah, these are town taxes, so it will come in.
Wait, fiscal year we got 914, and she's budgeting 917. So as long as that's correct, we're not going to be $800,000 short.
Right. No, nope. That's the portion from the town tax. So
okay.
We just sent a payment over.
That's
the
what
school.
She said.
So it's just on Monday night. So
yeah, she thought, and then recently that there had been a payment. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why. Okay, that makes sense.
And that happens what quarterly or whatever we do it or every 3 months. So.
Okay.
And I had a question on the catastrophic aid. She said that sometimes when there are exceptionally high costs for a special ed student, the state will contribute.
And that this year has been exceptionally. I mean, your budget for SPED went up quite a bit.
And that's considered catastrophic?
When, say, there's a student in town and he has or she has to go to a high school and it's like $300,000. The state would deem that as...
Catastrophic.
Okay.
We've had kids that we spend, $100,000 for transportation? You know, I mean.
I mean, even on these proposed budget adjustments, 40K of this is all sped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You never know who's moving in.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to keep a big slush fund.
Yeah, we also have a capital reserve fund for special ed. So.
Is that from the slush fund?
Yeah, slush.
Those are usually not.
Very good term.
Positive term. That sounds like we're using it to go, you know, go on vacation in July, when we all go on vacation in July.
Yeah, I heard there's a rumor that that's what we're doing.
Yeah, so we have a capital reserve fund for special ed, just for that purpose. Okay, I told Karen, thanks, this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is what we wanted. I don't know why we would need this more than once a year, maybe. I mean, I won't be asking for it all the time, but I think this is really helpful to see where the income is coming from.
Or even just at their end of their budget cycle, which is what, July? Mm-hmm. Right.
June.
So June is the end of
June.
Right? Yeah. End of June.
Yeah. So. Okay. Anybody good? All right. Then we have our enrollment reports.
Surprised to see we're down 13 kids since October. I think we'll be trending in the other direction.
I wonder how the high school.
Well, I was wondering. This is so helpful. I think when they compare the October, the May, because it'll show a trend sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I wondered why they didn't have that for high school, because I was wondering myself if the people I assume who are going to Jesse Remington, they do it for other reasons, possibly religious or whatever reasons. I assume those three students will continue to go to Jesse. I assume the Trinity students will probably go to Trinity.
There's one next year that's going from the 8th grade. Last year...
No, I'm talking about the current ones.
Well, one from Trinity this year went to Pinkerton. He changed. That's why I asked, how do they figure high school tuition?
Okay.
He changed last month. So at last year when they did, we didn't know Pinkerton was an option until pretty much the week before high school started. So people had already registered for Trinity and Central. And that's why it was a little crazy last year. As an 8th grade parent, it was a little... They found out the week before that they could end up going to Pinkerton this year. So that's why you may have some.
So for planning, this isn't really.
It doesn't tell us if the numbers, the total, not which, just the total, if it's going up or down. We can't really.
Well, because I wondered for kindergarten, I thought they took the money from Child Fine when they did the. The budget adjustments, I thought they took all the money from Child Fine. And I was surprised at that. Let me see, maybe I'm imagining that.
Do you know what your kindergarten is next year? Yep.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't know. Where was I looking at next year? It'll come to me in a minute or two.
Because it was
they
supposed
have
to be like 36
for next
or 38. Remember
they
last year they said it was 36 or 38. And it's, 27.
I just registered my son, so it'll go up to 28 next year.
But we also, the state approved
full day
kindergarten.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Have we been?
Yes.
Been,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have been.
Really?
Yep, yeah. For 4 years. 5 years.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Clearly not
with kindergartners, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Full day.
I think it's my daughter started it. I think it was her fifth year.
Enacted.
I think Lucy was the first year.
Or I think they're in the process.
Wait, she in Hayden's grade? Hayden wasn't.
No, Lucy's fourth.
Oh, then yes, because Hayden wasn't full.
Okay, anybody have any other questions on the enrollment report? Excuse me. Losing my voice. Okay, before we all head on off to the sunset. Anything anybody else wants to bring up before we?
I will try to get you a key, because the more we get into summer, I mean, I just don't want you standing there waiting if you can get in and
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you do,
no,
is
I
fine
mean,
with me.
If we can't trust a committee chair in the heat of the town office, I feel we're probably in.
It's right there.
But
What?
They're proposing that there will be 30 students in kindergarten next year.
They're proposing it, but they don't have 30 names.
No.
Oh, it hasn't written, okay.
They had information night 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm like, I know, I saw it.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Susan makes a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
And Katrina seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you very much.
You gotta be careful.